Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us in the studio the fine folks from Baxter Regional Medical Center's Home Health, Miss Janie Pugsley and Nancy Satterfield. Ladies, welcome.
Good morning, Heather. Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you. Janie, I haven't had you in here in years, I think.
I think you're right.
Your favorite place to be in the studio with a microphone in front of you. But we're going to have a good Saturday. And we're coming up on November is National Home Health Month. Or Home Care Month, I should say, National Home Care Month, and we'll talk about that later. But I'm glad to have you guys in here because we haven't had the chance to talk about the outreach and the services provided by the Home Health Department at Baxter Regional in a long time. And my gosh, you service the whole area. I mean, it's not just Mountain Home or Baxter County. I mean, you guys are everywhere.
We do all of Baxter and all of Marion County. Yes, we sure do.
How many people do you have out in the, how many like nurses and different folks do you have out in the field helping people?
There are 65 people that are out and about.
That's amazing. Nancy, you help people transition when they're inpatients in the hospital and then they need to go home or they're excited to go home, but they still might need a little more care. How does that work?
Patients, I visit with them in the hospital, and we have a team also at the hospital that will talk to a patient about their discharge plan, where they're going, and what they need. A lot of times they don't know exactly what they need, and we help them in those decisions. Once they're discharged from the hospital, if home health is an option for them, we do go out and see them the very next day and start their services.
And I'm sure the first question or one of the first questions always asked is, does my insurance pay for this?
Absolutely. That is always the first question. I actually had a patient the other day who had turned down a nurse, and I felt very strongly that she needed home health services. Went back in, and the very first question was, what does it cost me? So we reviewed that, and she was like, I want that nurse then. I want that nurse.
Mm-hmm. And if you're of Medicare age, Medicare is almost, I shouldn't say more willing to pay because they're not more willing to pay for much, but they would prefer the home setting and the home care setting than an inpatient hospital setting. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. They see it as more cost effective.
Mm-hmm. And there is a little, you know, you could say we get better faster at home. I mean, is there something to that, or is that just an old wives' tale?
No, I do believe people, when they're in their home setting, it makes a huge difference. And plus, they're not exposed then to all the other infections and things mm-hmm. that could be in other facilities.
Is it a hard hurdle to overcome for someone, you know, to open the doors wide open and say, come on in, this is my home? Is it a little
absolutely
awkward?
Probably one of our biggest hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Most patients will say, oh, I don't really want anyone to come into my home. They feel like they must host us. Mm-hmm. But what I always say to patients is, we're not there to see your home. We're there to take care of you. And there's a big difference. They always are concerned about their animals. What about my animal? I have several dogs. Well, that's okay. We love mm-hmm. animals as well. So that's not a problem.
And the folks that you have in your department, I mean, it's a rigorous background check. I mean, it's a process that everyone must go through before they can treat patients in their home.
Absolutely. They're fingerprinted. They are background checked. I think that the state has become much more strict about our requirements that we have mm-hmm. to do, the regulations, federal regulations, and we abide as everyone with all of those.
How, Nancy, when someone is being discharged from the hospital and then going home, is it on the patient to get the medical equipment that they need at home and get all that set up before you guys come?
No, actually, it's up to the discharge planners at the hospital. They work with the patient there. Our team goes in and we teach them. Mm-hmm. If they go home with a CPAP or a BiPAP or a nebulizer, oxygen, mm-hmm. and a lot of our patients do, especially now with flu season, mm-hmm. it is upon us. And so we are looking at more respiratory-driven patients, mm-hmm. and that's where we come in. And we educate. A lot of patients have never had oxygen. They don't know, well, I shouldn't use chapstick on my chapped lips that has petroleum in it if I'm using oxygen. They don't know that.
I didn't know that.
No, most people don't. So it's part
of what
we
do. Is that why you always have Blistex in the hospital?
Yeah. That's a big reason why we carry different products. So it's interesting, and a big part of what we do is not necessarily – I mean, it's obvious that we do IV therapy and we do wound care. What's not so obvious is the education that we provide to our patients so that they can better survive. They can better survive in their environment so that they can know how to manage their chronic disease. But right now what we're seeing is a lot of respiratory and a lot of equipment going home.
And we want them to be active participants in their own care. I think that is something that for a few years – we've kind of gotten away from, and we are migrating back toward them participating more. And that's what we try to teach them as well.
Because it's easier to learn if you're doing than
exactly.
watching.
Exactly. Yeah. I tell some patients that if you remember Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, I say that's where we're going back to. As a lot more is being done in the home than we ever thought we'd be doing.
And I think we as patients and caregivers and family members and friends, I mean, that's what we want. We want, when you're sick and you've lost that control of so many different things, you want to be in charge of you still. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we tell our patients too, right up front, this is your home. This is your environment. We're not coming in here to run your life. Mm-hmm. We're coming in here to help you and to teach mm-hmm. you.
How often, being in the retirement community that we're in, you have single person homes where it's a retiree who's now on their own and you're going in to help them?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of patients that live alone, and that is a trigger for me in the mm-hmm. hospital to see those patients, to find out where they're going, what are they doing, what do they need. And a lot of times they don't exactly know what they need. Mm-hmm. So for us healthcare providers, it's for us to educate them so they can make a great decision for themselves.
And then you can, if their family member lives out of state, you can talk to them and hopefully communicate with them and work with them on things that need to be done, because you might be the ones noticing, we need some more food in the fridge or something mm-hmm. like that.
It's not unusual for the nurse who admits the person to home health to contact their family member, especially if the patient asks mm-hmm. them to be. And then we keep in contact with them, give them updates on their family's, their loved one's health, what's going on with them.
You talked about flu season being around the corner. You had your flu shots. I know everyone at Baxter Regional always has to have their flu shots.
Oh, yes.
So.
We do have to have our flu shots. I have not gotten in line yet, but I will be there.
My arm was a little sore this year. There's something, it's fine, no big deal, but I was like, yes, I've had a shot.
I think people forget that. They're not necessarily wanting to protect themselves, but you need to think about protecting the people around you.
Absolutely.
If you do end up getting the flu, who are you in contact with? You know, do you have other people in the home, elderly people in the home? Are there children in the home? Who do you come in contact with during the day? I mean, I think people need to look at it from that perspective as well, as protecting themselves.
There you go.
And there's already been flu cases out there. It's started a little early this year.
So, friendly reminder, flu shots are available most places here in the Twin Lakes area. If you are inclined, do so. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Nancy Satterfield and Janie Pugsley of Baxter Regional Medical Center's Home Health Department. Ladies, we've talked about if you're being discharged from the hospital, you know, one of the discharge planners will talk to you about home health and the need for it and such. But what if you're at home and you think you need some help? You can visit with your physician, with your family physician, and talk to them about home health, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Federal guidelines say that you've got to have a face-to-face visit with your physician either 90 days prior or 30 days after their appointment. So, yes, at any point, if anyone feels like mm-hmm. that home health would benefit them, go in and see your mm-hmm. physician, give them a call.
And sometimes we might just have in our head, I've fallen, I broke a hip, I went to the hospital and had surgery, now I'm going home and I need help. You know, that's, yes, of course you qualify for home health, but I mean, any illness that you're still fighting and working on, you know, might be a need for home health.
Absolutely.
We receive a lot of referrals from physicians in the community, and I think patients need to better understand what their benefits are with their insurance. They can pick up the phone and call the physician and say, hey, this is a problem that I'm dealing with. I need some help. You know, can I have home health? And the physician, most of the time, is more than happy to say, absolutely, let's get that set up. And they can set it up right there from the physician's office.
We spoke earlier about flu shots and flu season, and it's we're coming upon flu season, but we're really coming upon respiratory season, and there's so many respiratory illnesses that affect residents in our area that home health can help with.
Absolutely. A lot of patients you'll find in the next couple months will go home with nebulizers, and they'll have more breathing treatments ordered, and well, now we're going to put you on albuterol inhaled, and it's respiratory season for sure, and we can definitely come in and help with that.
And unfortunately, with respiratory illnesses, you feel awful, so you don't have a lot of movement, a lot of activity, and that only makes those respiratory illnesses worse because they just settle.
Absolutely. When you're in the hospital or even at home, you get deconditioned. When you are not up moving around, you get deconditioned. Mm-hmm. And I know that sometimes Nancy will go in and talk to the patients about what actually therapy can do.
Therapy, we have a great physical therapy team, can come in and do an assessment and work with not only just ambulation, but strength and balance.
What do you mean by ambulation?
Ambulation, a lot of patients you'll find they'll come to the hospital and think, this is my time for recovery. I'm going to get home and I'm going to keep my pajamas on for about a week and I'm going to lounge. It's going to be great, kind of a break from everyday life. Even though I don't feel well, it's a break. But then they realize that the struggle is getting up out of the bed. The struggle is getting to the kitchen to cook a meal. Of course, nutrition is hugely important.
I find cooking a meal a struggle right now, and I'm well.
Absolutely. So we do want to come in, and we want to assess these patients, and we want to be able to help them to manage and get back to independence. So our team can go in, do an assessment, and work on strength and balancing. Let's get you up out of the bed. Let's get you moving. Mm-hmm. I almost see it as being a cheerleader for the patient. You know, let's get you up, get mm-hmm. you moving, and get the mindset to where we need to move. You got to move. If you don't move, you lose it. So.
Well, and being able to get up and go to the restroom and take that shower, and I mean, that just sets in motion so many other positives. Plus, your team can walk in there and say, you need to move that kitchen rug because now is not the time for rugs all over the house.
Absolutely.
And you think that even that the younger generation, you don't think they get deconditioned, but you, I mean,
they do.
We have young nurses in our hospital or in our home health that have been in the hospital, and they will tell you, oh my gosh, I can't believe how weak I was.
Mm-hmm. It is quite the struggle. And what is it? One day in the bed equals 7 days of recovery. I mean, it's tremendous.
Oh my gosh.
What it takes. And I know we all kind of think, oh, I wish I had just one day to lay around. Wow, that'd be so great. But really, that even just that one day will decondition you.
If someone is going through an illness right now and they just do not have that energy to get up and move and do all these things that we're talking about, what are some things that they can do on their own to help them in some way? You know, we're not telling them to go walk for 30 minutes, or, you know, mm-hmm. but what are some small things in the home, maybe sitting up, that they can do to help strengthen them?
We train, educate some of the patients, even to take a can of soup out of the cabinet mm-hmm. and just exercise their arms with mm-hmm. it. You'd be surprised just what a can of soup in each hand can do to increase some of that.
Mm-hmm. Just get that blood flowing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ambulating, I know a lot of people sit in front of the TV and they enjoy a particular program. Every commercial break, get up and walk around the house. Mm-hmm. Get up and walk. If you have a front porch, now it's kind of cold, but I tell a lot of patients in the summer, get up and walk from one end to the other several times. Mm-hmm. And also take 10 deep breaths. that is a great exerciser for the lungs. Just 10 deep breaths. Doesn't have to be fast. It can be slow. Do that during your commercial breaks on your favorite TV program. But you've got to keep moving.
And hold that breath. Once you take that breath, hold it for just a second or two and then let it out.
You know, y'all been telling us that for years. I mean, even when Suzanne Summers had her Thighmaster, y'all been telling us to do that while we were watching TV.
You're right.
It never changes. Just the equipment changes, but the thought is always still there. Janie Pugsley and Nancy Satterfield are Baxter Regional's Home Health Department. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of your wisdom with us. And we know that if we need you, y'all are always there.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Oh.